Here we go. We talk about interurban transportation on a monthly basis. We want you to get around smoothly and safely. So, well, ride the rapid if you're here in the Metro Grand Rapids area to talk about it on a monthly basis. We talk about it with Jennifer Kalchick, External Relations Manager here in studio. Jennifer, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you for being here. Kevin Wisselink, Senior Planner to do such that as well. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning.
Hey, guys, we want to talk about the e-fare system, which I know is has the word new in front of it. So I guess, Jennifer, briefly set the scene.
Sure. Well, we are starting a program where we will have smart cards and mobile ticketing for passengers to use. There's a ton of benefits for passengers in doing this, and we'll get into that a little bit more. But right now we're in the prep. And we're expecting that the program itself will launch in early 2018.
More and more.
So there is a ways to go before we get there, but we need to install some equipment on our buses, and we also need to help the public understand these changes because they're pretty big, even though they're very exciting.
New e-fare system, but it's good to talk about it now. So Kevin, we're talking, as Jennifer mentioned, smart cards and mobile ticketing. You want to talk more about the system and how it works?
Sure. Right now, when you board the bus, if you use a ticket using a paper ticket that you're inserting into the fare box or swiping in the fare box, which takes quite a bit of time. Mm-hmm. This new system will be two ways you can board. One is with a smart card, which looks like a credit card, but it's a permanent card you will have, and that's where you'll have your fares on. And instead of inserting, there'll be a little box in the bus. You'll just tap that there. It's contactless. So you just 1 second tap it and you keep going. So it'll be a much, much quicker system. The other option people have is using their mobile phones. They can have their tickets on an app on their phone, scan a barcode on their phone, and board the bus that way. So it'll be a much more easy, seamless, and much, much quicker way to board the bus.
Which we're all looking for the quickest and the fastest and the easiest and more. So let's expand on to the benefits of this.
Well, as I mentioned before, I mean, one of the big benefits is the time savings. I mean, if you look at some of the stops when people are fumbling with change or their tickets, they can take a long time for the bus to get going again. So this should really speed the boarding process, which would make your buses run faster and more
keeps
on time.
Everything on schedule.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's one of the big ones. Another one is one of the reasons we're holding the fare meetings is a fare choice and a way we're going about doing fares. Right now we have like a 31-day pass or a 7-day pass or a 1-day pass. And you buy it, so you pay for $47, you buy your 31-day pass up front. With this new system, you'll kind of pay as you go. So you'll buy your rides one ride at a time. So say on a 1 day you buy a ride for $1.75 and then you buy your second ride for $1.75. Now, once you've ridden twice in 1 day, the rest of the day is free. So you've kind of bought your pass one ride at a time. And the same is for a 7-day pass and a 31-day pass. So you'll never pay too much. The system will always know which when you're on. You're kind of accruing a benefit. And the big thing is instead of having to put all the money up front and you don't know if you'll use it or not, you're only going to pay for what you use on the system.
I'm going to ask a really silly question. How am I buying a ticket? Do I go to the, how does one buy their ticket?
Well, there's a couple ways to do it. So you can buy a card at a ticket vending machine. You can get them at the information center. We will have them set up at stores around the area as well. Right now, you could go to Meijer and buy a 31-day pass. So you'll also be able to do that with the smart cards. So then when you purchase it, you can say, I want to put $25 on my card. And so you put your $25 in cash credit, if you're doing it in a machine, and then it will load that amount on your card. So then you just use your card until your $25 is used up. Then you can go take your same card and go back and reload it with more money. That's one option. Another option is that you can actually set up an account because each card is unique. That's how it tracks and knows that it's you and not somebody else. So you can set up an account online and then you can just add money right from your computer. So you would just go and, log in, you have your account set up and you do the electronic transfer right from your bank or make a credit card payment and do it that way. You can set up to have recurring payments made. So if you right now buy a 31-day pass every 31 days and that's your preferred mode of travel, you can set it up so that it will automatically put the money on there that you'll need to do that at one time and it'll just pull automatically. Just like you can set up electronic payments for other types of recurring bills, you can do the same thing with your smart card now.
Cool.
And one of the efforts we're going to make as part of this is right now you can buy in stores, you can buy the tickets like at a Meijer or Family Fair, but we're going to work hard to make sure it gets more distribution. We actually have a effort out there so that we're working like local drug stores, corner stores. So there'll be a much more availability of these tickets from retail options as well. So to make it much more available throughout the community.
Right. This is just one product that they will be able to offer right now. You know, for example, Meijer and Family Fair and some of those stores, they have 31-day passes and 10-ride cards and 7-day, you know, they have a variety of different ticket types. And it can be difficult to manage that level for a smaller store. So now they'll just have one thing that they need to make available. And we're hoping that will really increase the availability of these cards throughout the whole area.
And it'll just be like one of those like a gift card you can buy. So it'll be really easy and accessible. And at the store, you'll be able to put the value on and all those things. So it should make it very easy to access.
Customer service. And
That's what we're interested in.
We can do to be efficient. Have you studied other systems? Is a similar system being used in other places?
There are a number of cities that have this technology that are already using it. And we've looked at them. TriMet out in Portland, Oregon, is using the same company that's providing all the equipment and the cards that we are. And they're about 8 to 10 months ahead of us in their whole process. So we've been watching what they're doing pretty closely just because they're going through it right now. They're using the same equipment. So in terms of how they're what they're learning and maybe some things that they would have done to make it go a little more smoothly, we're hoping to get some lessons learned from their process.
So the timeline, you mentioned 2018. So right now we're talking about it. We're getting the kinks out and more.
Right now we're talking about it because we do have some fare changes that are being proposed to come along with this. Not a fare increase at all, but just changing some of the ways that fares are available. And so we're holding some meetings this week and next to start letting people know about that and to get feedback on it before our board makes a decision and you know, really finalizes anything. We want to make sure that we're getting input from the public on whether they like these changes or just that they can understand more about why we're proposing them.
And would there be a meeting date and time for me?
There are. We have about 7 meetings total, so the easiest way is to look at our website where they're all listed. But our first one is tomorrow afternoon at Rapid Central Station at 3 o'clock.
Great.
And then as this move forward, the whole process for implementing this, of course, so actually people will start seeing these equipment on our bus in early summer as we begin to install. So that'll be with a physical change, people say. See, but the actual public rollout will be not till January of 2018 or so. Early 2018 is the target. So it's going to be, like Jennifer said, a process to get this in place.
Yes. You know, we have some work to do behind the scenes to get all the appropriate accounts set up and the software set up and everything that really runs and manages these cards. As well as some of the physical equipment that Kevin talked about.
Right. And a whole round of testing and all that to make sure when you actually go public, it actually works properly, which
right.
is
That was one of the
key.
Lessons that we've learned from some other cities yeah. that have used this technology is that you really want to make sure that you've done all of your testing and that things are ready to go before you put it out for wide public use.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't want to say learn from others' mistakes, but whatever one other organization can do to tweak, we'll take that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anything else happening under the umbrella of the Rapid we need to know about today?
I think that covers it. The website is the best place to get all the information on the dates because, as I said, we are holding numerous meetings this weekend next at different times of the day. Some of them are in the morning, midday, and into the evening. So people should be able to find one that accommodates their schedule.
And also they can go to our website and submit comments that way as well if people
sure.
are able to make one of the meetings as well.
Yep. Or give us a call.
Yep.
That's what all it's all about, communication. Thanks to you, Jennifer and Kevin, on behalf of this, the news is out, new e-fare system, smart cards, and mobile ticketing to be happening in a year. Take care.